Good morning, everybody. It is 8 a.m. here in Sacramento, California, and welcome to another Motivational Monday. By the way, this is your absolute favorite host, Aaliyah Osmer, and you have tuned in to the best of the best podcast out there, The Breakdown Cast. Today, I wanted to talk about being unbothered by rejection. Because I think many of us think when a door is closing in our face on something that we wanted, it's a sign that maybe we aren't good enough or smart enough for whatever it was on the other side of that door. Which isn't the case. I believe many times when the door is closing, it means something greater is coming. I know we've heard that saying before, but I'm here to tell you it actually is true. Getting up every day, going out prospecting, networking with people, building those connections are necessary. Searching for more opportunities should happen after you hear the word no. The word no should be foreign to you when it comes to your career and personal life. Just because you hear no or something leaves or rejects you doesn't mean you should shrink your goals smaller, diminish your mindset, and become negative. If anything, your vision should expand anytime you hear no. The thing is, no one was meant to understand your vision but you. So if people say, hey man, that's a tough field, I don't know about that, you know what I mean? I've actually been told in words that I should be a model. I heard that all, you know, growing up. There's nothing wrong with being a model, guys. It was the fact that they were trying to minimize what I wanted for myself to something that they saw me doing, right? Never live your life through someone else's eyes. Don't do it. You're going to regret a lot of things in your life. I guarantee it. I had more talents and gifts inside of me than just being a pretty face. I had more intellect to offer to this world. So anytime someone wants to diminish your goals, don't let it faze you. All right? That's literally their opinion. Let it encourage you to do more and produce more with your life. I think at the end of the day, many people are going to reject us no matter what. Right? That's just the truth. It's how we respond to the rejection that will ultimately define how successful we become. I have a stubborn quality within myself that when I want to achieve something, nothing will stop me no matter what. And it honestly helps a lot in my professional life. My mind gets more calloused the more, you know, when something doesn't work out, I always step back, pivot, and approach it again. And I just make up in my mind that I'm going to find a way. Right? Even if I don't have a plan yet, I already know I'm gonna find a way. You know what I mean? I always like new challenges because it means when I do figure it out, I become stronger and tougher. Here is the true fact about life. All right? I'm gonna say it. People will ghost you. That's the truth. I'm gonna just put that on the table. People will ghost you. They won't always include you. I've found that the most powerful thing is not to expect anything from anyone. Obviously, you should expect respect from people, but always make it your priority to make yourself happy no matter who shows up or not. If somebody stands you up, then be like, all right, cool. Looks like I have the day to myself. What should I do? What do I need? All right. I promise you, when you honor who you are and show up authentically, it will weed out the ones that have no place in your life. Remember that. I'm not saying be cold and watch people walk out your life. All right. Let go of what needs to go. And see how many good people come into your life. Shift your perception on rejection. Look at it as an opportunity to be able to see what is in store to come. And when we view it that way, we will become unshakable. I think many times we reject ourselves. I know somebody needs to hear this. You are rejecting yourself. All right. I believe we talk ourselves out of doing what we actually want to do. When we want to start that side hustle, but we tell ourselves that we don't have the skills, we don't know how to do it. Learn, do your research, talk to people who are already doing it. That's on you to figure out. No one is going to bring it to you on a silver platter and say, here's your dream, manifest it. It's all up to you and what you want to make out of your life. Now, I'm sure you guys thought this episode was solely about, you know, other people rejecting us. When the rejection we do to ourselves is the most important, because that's where all the control is. Other people don't have control over you. We do. Stop giving yourself an out. You reject your true potential and your true self when you do that. The more and more I seek to be introspective, I learn that life is a head game. And if you lose the battle within your mind every day, you will not win the war at life. The days when you are not pushing yourself to your full potential, when you need to, or when it gets tough and difficult, you are rejecting yourself. All right? Once we realize that we have to get out of our own way, that you are the one holding you up, life changes. All right. But that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for your support. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. I air a new episode every Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. I'll talk to you guys next week.